This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My period began immediately after intercourse. Do I still need to take a shower, even though I won't be praying for maybe a week? So the thing to understand here is that after marital relations, intercourse and so on, the state that you enter is a different state that you're in when you're in menstruation. So after marital relations, you're in a state of ritual impurity. It's called janaba. And some of the characteristics of janaba, one of the main things is, according to the vast majority of scholars, one is not allowed to recite the Quran, for example. Whereas in menstruation, it is allowed to recite the Quran. Yes, there's difference of opinion about touching the Mus'haf itself, but reciting the Quran when you're menstruating, that is definitely allowed and, of course, encouraged. So, absolutely, you would take a shower to get rid of the state of janaba, or to at least reduce the state of janaba or impurity, or this current state, which is a hybrid state because it's janaba and hayd or menstruation, yani at the same time. So you're reducing that slightly. And if for no other reason, but to be able to recite the Quran and adhkar and so on and so forth during the time of the menstrual period. That could be 5 days, 3 days, 7 days. And of course, we don't want the Quran to be abandoned for so long. And of course, when a person has marital relations, janaba is entered immediately, that state, and you are encouraged to make the ghusl immediately or as soon as possible, so that you're not in a state where you can't make dhikr openly, and especially the Quran. Dhikr, there's a difference of opinion over in janaba, but the Quran certainly, one should not be reciting that whilst in that state. And so therefore, you would take a shower. And I just want to just indicate something as well. It was known from the Prophet ﷺ that he would always make istinja and wudu after marital relations. And that, of course, doesn't get rid of the state of janaba, because you need to make a ghusl, a complete bath. However, we do have this concept in the Sharia that you reduce the state of impurity. You increase your kind of pure state, even if you don't go the full way. So we have these kind of half measures at certain times as well. But no, yes, you would take a shower completely, even if you are in a state of menstruation, if not just only for the sake of increasing your reading of the Quran, and Allah knows best. Hey, thank you for watching, and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support, and that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it, so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.